Hi, Brenda. My name is Casey Ryback. I'm calling from Corporate Human Resources. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, but really, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, it sounds like you are on the surface, but how are you really doing?
I think I'm okay. What's happening right now?
I just want to let you know that we are there for you. Okay?
Okay.
If you need a shoulder to cry on, an ear to vent to, we're here.
I'm sorry, I must have missed like an email or something because I don't really know what's happening.
Well, a lot of us in corporate know about the breakup that you just went through, and all the heads of the company just wanted to voice their support. We're behind you 100%.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. We're here for you. Well, you know, we've all been through hard things before, and we understand.
What are you talking about?
Well, of course, I'm talking about your 9-month relationship with Mike. So sad. A lot of us in the HR department thought he was going to be the one.
How do you know all this?
Oh, well, the company has been listening to your phone calls for quite some time now.
What? Mm-hmm. You've been listening to my phone calls?
Yes, and before it gets to the point where I know you might go, it is totally legal. You can check out your company handbook, page 47, Article B. We have the right to listen to phone calls, and we were listening to yours a while ago, and we heard your budding relationship with Mike, and then we recently heard it end. But that doesn't matter right now. What matters is you, honey. Do you need time to heal?
No, I'm fine. And seriously, like, this is completely inappropriate. Like, seriously, you guys are...
I can tell by the tone of your voice that it sounds like you're still hurting. But what I want to let you know is that I talked with your supervisor, and she said it was okay for you to take a sick day this Friday so you can deal with the loss. So,
you talked to my supervisor about my relationship.
I did. And, you know, if you don't mind me asking, why do you think Mike dumped you? What happened there? It was so just abrupt.
It's none of your freaking business. I can't even believe that you have been listening to my phone calls, and now you're calling me to tell me that you feel sorry for me, that I was dumped?
No. I don't feel sorry for you. I just feel like you need somebody to talk to.
I don't need anyone to talk to. I have plenty of friends. I have plenty of other people that I can reach out to if I ever wanted to reach out to someone. But since I don't, I really don't think that this is any of your business.
You know, sometimes when it comes to love, it's about timing. And maybe you and Mike aren't right for each other right now. But
do not give me love advice. Seriously. You work in human resources. You're not a therapist. You're not a love coach. You're not any of those things.
You need to just
stop talking to me about this right now.
I'd like to think HR goes beyond complaints about the break room and complaints of sexual harassment.
Oh, my God. This is so beyond what any employee would ever expect from their company.
I've heard you, but I want you to know that I'm here if you need to talk, okay?
I don't want you to be here. Don't be here.
Before I let you go, can I at least tell my superiors when you plan on dating again?
Are you freaking kidding me? You did not just say that. You're not allowed to ask me those questions.
Well, the thing is, we just loved listening in on your phone calls. It's been their own little soap opera, and now they're bored.
I am done with this conversation, and I'm going to speak to a lawyer about this.
I really wish you wouldn't get a lawyer involved.
Oh, you don't want me to call a lawyer? Do you want to be my lawyer so then you can give me legal advice? You're already giving me relationship advice.
No, if I were your lawyer, I'd only tell you that this is a prank phone call. That's it.
What?
Your coworker Ryan set you up.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
You just had me so freaked out.
He says you went through a tough breakup recently and wanted to make you laugh.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully that helped do the trick a little bit.
I really thought HR was listening to my relationship.
Well, it's just so sad, Brenda. It's just so sad.
It's really not. I'm really fine.
Sure, Brenda. Okay. The only person that believes that is you.